Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell for Good. The international
call. Interface complete.
Get off, nigga. I'm about to get off. Yeah. Deuce, deuce,
What's wrong with fucking outside the box? Yeah. That's what today is all the motherfucker about. Okay, because I'm tired of going on these different blog talk radio shows and hear motherfuckers talking about brother being with a white girl or sister with a white dude. You know what I'm saying? All in one word, people. Willie Lynch is 1712. Brainwashing. Get the fuck up out of it. All right? It's enough said. It's ignorant thinking is keeping the entire human race. You know what I'm saying? At least motherfuckers in America separate, man. Because I done been to some other countries, dog. And they don't let that motherfucking bullshit, you know what I'm saying, get in their way and affect them. Because love is what it's all about. And true love doesn't see color. So do you feel it's wrong to fuck outside the box? Let the world know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Call 347-237-5125 and holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know, I don't usually talk about relationships and, you know, and all that old good shit. But this one, you know, is long overdue for addressing. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, bring it to the forefront. That's what we're talking about today. Is fucking outside the box wrong? All right, meaning interracial, you know, fucking somebody else outside your box, you know, outside your race. That's what we're talking about today, you know what I'm saying? So, in a minute, man, I'm going to get some calls in this motherfucker. We're going to go in on it, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go in on it. And, you know, try to get to the bottom of this motherfucker, because like my nigga Creep say, you know what I'm saying? Hold that and all brand new, you know what I'm saying? That and all brand new and shit. Shit, ain't nothing brand new under the sun. But them rays, huh? Oh,
brand new now.
Coming right back, man. You on Starship Smelly Fries? Riding out Wrecking the Game Radio. Coming soon is Wrecking the Game TV.
Got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new attitude. I ain't shit. You got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new attitude. I ain't shit. This trifling girl done lost her mind. Brand new and so she's not a girl wanna shine. Acting like she got a fucking million in the bank. Acting like a motherfucking shit don't stain. Girl, I seen your type before. Innocent of light, free behind closed doors. Real nigga, how the fuck you gon' play me out? I'm a OG from the fucking dirt south. Just to let you know your crew can't fade me. Even though you switched out and it betrayed me. And here I am thinking wedding and babies. Your horse ways and your true colors save me. Bloodline had my ancestors slavery. And I ain't a dumb nigga, that's why you hate me. You see me grinding for this motherfucking grip, maybe not. You trying to let the next nigga hit. You got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new attitude. I ain't shit. You got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, brand new clip, brand new attitude. I ain't shit. Sorry. That I strike like lightning, sorry. That I roar like thunder, maybe I should cop the black shades. And be the young blind, sneak deep wonder. Then we still be kissing and cuddling. Be fucking me like it ain't nothing. Your pipeline beeping and buzzing. It's your mama on down to your cousin. Sarah T. Carey, Bobby from the car with suits, happily married. Dan, BJ, Ryan, everything you said, I think you're motherfucking lying. Trying to pull a fast one on me. I've been soaking up games since the motherfucking 80s. And since you don't believe in me, you can go straight to 80. You got your brand new car.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went into the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having against the party on us.
Hard on us at I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Against the politics, my flaws positive, I'm a leader. Looking across the law, it's kind of charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off it, now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face the sentence. Of lifelong visions without a limit to the effect. So don't hold your breath, or you be swimming in death. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land, the hereafter. Keep up my face and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the valor, and your minutes for the minutes. Those seconds are indefinite, so watch how you're living. And signs all here, they just blind to the ear. Deaf to your eyes, open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder remix! Murder! Just like God will say.
For the gangster party on us, so I stick to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain, trying to brainwash us and keep us slang in the tank. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain. Jennifer Ford is skating, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious. For some change, let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, boom, cause somebody got to spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from mouse tracks to stop light, to stop killing my people. Fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder remix on the U.S. Murder remix on the U.S. Hey,
Marley Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world. Your shimminess would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live.
That's real. Shouts out to, RIP to Martin Lee Anderson, you know what I'm saying? Young brother that got killed at the boot camp, you know what I'm saying? 15-year-old little brother. First day at boot camp, you know what I'm saying? They murdered the little boy right out in the damn yard and shit, you know what I'm saying? Five officers, one nurse standing by with the camera rolling, whether they knew it or not, but all of it was caught on camera. They stuffed ammonia tabs up the little boy's nose, which the autopsy showed is what actually killed him. I mean, but you can see on the video, I mean, they choked choked the boy out and all this kind of shit. Never gay, you know, never fought him, you know what I'm saying? Never swung on anybody, none of that. Yeah, and they killed that little boy one day, man. And that's where the motivation for that song came from, you know what I'm saying? So that's real, man. So basically we're doing that old relationship shit today, man. Is it right or wrong? You know what I'm saying? Interracial dating, you know what I'm saying? Do you think it's right or wrong? You know, let me know. 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? Let it be heard to the world. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day, Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down, man. And, call me up. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? It's getting to this DeMont. But hit me up. Somebody let me know something. Yeah. This is DeMont, you know what I'm saying? Just Like Thunder. Right there, you know what I'm saying? Doing what? Shouts out to DeMont right there, holding it down. Y'all can catch him performing live at Coco's Lounge tonight. You know what I'm saying? Located off of Hillsborough, 40th Street. We're doing it real big. TampaRap.com. You know what I'm saying? Check out all the past videos from, you know what I'm saying, the other nights and shit right there. Live at Coco's Lounge. We do karaoke, you know what I'm saying, from 8 to 11 with DJ Shmoove. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. And then your boy DJ Spell So Good, bring him back. From 11 to 3 in the morning, man, we got an open mic, you know what I'm saying, sign up on the list, you know what I'm saying, have your show CD ready, and come and do a song, man, and be heard to the world and record it, recording going down by Joe G, you know what I'm saying, holding down real big, see Christian for the sign up, and that's how we do it, man, and you can find, you know, re-airings of the video on TampaRap.com, and then while you go there, look up DJ Smell So Good, man, you can see all the kind of videos I got on there. Different groups and stuff performing, you know, here, there, and with, you know, fuck everywhere, shit, so, you know, it's on there, though, yeah, so, finna play one more, man, still waiting for a couple more people to call on in, and, you know, give me your opinion, you know what I'm saying, because to me, I mean, I've been to Germany, so, you know, yeah, I've been with the whitest white girl, you know what I'm saying, didn't date her or nothing, but, you know, I can't never recall dating a white girl, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I do know, man, is that we come from two different cultures, two different understandings, two different backgrounds. So, I mean, on one hand, yeah, it's going to be a little hard, a little difficult. But then in love, man, you know what I'm saying? In order to survive, you're going to go through some difficult shit. So if it was easy, you know what I'm saying, everybody would be in love. Everybody would be with somebody, you know what I'm saying? So it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be for the longevity of it. That's when you get married, you know what I'm saying? You're in it for the longevity. You're not in it for, you know what I'm saying, oh, just because I want to be with somebody, or I lock this man down because he good right now, but I know later on he going to be the best. Nah, man, you don't do it for that purpose. You do it for the purpose of love. And even though we don't really have that these days, you know what I'm saying, you know, and most people just having babies and getting married for the profit of it all, you know what I'm saying? And love is kind of out the door through the media and newspapers and all this, who basically, you know what I'm saying, show you through stars' eyes that it ain't no such thing as love, you know what I'm saying? Because these crony motherfuckers get money and shit like Tiger Woods and all the other crazy motherfuckers, and then turn around slanging their dick all around town, you know what I'm saying, in front of the fucking cameras. If you wanted to be that, stay the fuck out of the limelight. But hey, you know, people gonna do what they do in this world, you know what I'm saying? And you just gotta let them be them. Shouts out to Miss PC Bone, aka Miss Computer Lady, coming up off in her, you know what I'm saying? So Miss PC, I got a question for you, you know what I'm saying? This is Miss PC is off on the bridge right here on the Starship Smelly Pride. And you know, the question of the day is, what's wrong with fucking outside the box? You know what I'm saying? I mean, vice versa. It's a vice versa. Whatever side you might be on, you know, what's the is there a problem with interracial dating, basically? You know what I'm saying? Is that right or wrong? What are the ramifications of dating somebody outside your box? And yeah, I'm down, homeboy Ken. I'm on the radio, nigga. This nigga crazy. All right, let me get into a quick song, and then we're going to come back and get some more discussion going on. Yeah.
C-Pain. Yeah. Let go. Uh-huh. Let go. Uh-huh. You know where we represent, man.
Yeah, see, you display the right look, perpetrate the right move. Toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job. More like a flop, up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem, staying home without a goal. Got a POS whip, and his rim from rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they can really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass niggas, just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass. Earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted V, catches Dendy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball, like a game at Rucker Park. I'm apart from the rest, roll with him when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall across the street from where I live, every size of rim is in my front yard. I'm a baller, baby. Understand the scene, many people claim to know, but misinterpret their dreams, think they need what I got. Burn weed in the drop. Ladies from Belize wanna marry me, get these shots to the heart. Cause Cupid, baby, I'm not more like a G, riding dirty, look out for the cops. Know that I'm not gonna ever put a front. Yeah, you thinking I'm a bum? Let me tell you where I'm from. Palm trees, martinis, and a whole lot of beach. 813 be the code, and we rip it on the street. Every day that we wait till the day we rest in peace. Dedicated to the hustle like a dedicated fiend. And I mean what I say. We ballin' by the bay, something out of nothing. Sippin' lemonade in the shade. Every day that's how I spend it. Whether broke or getting rich, you could think what you want. I'll just tell it how it is. Not to mention how I know.
I got a crib, and at the mall across the street from where I live, every size of rims is in my front yard. Waterfalls and dogs, I'm a baller, baby.
Want
the world, but it don't mean much. World, my little girl, and nothing come between us. I don't need $1 million or the dubs on the truck. Material love is lust, and we all go turn to dust. So I'd rather spend time with my family and Don Cuts. So I don't think giving toast the best fine wine, and that's cool, but would probably be better intertwined with a dime. You could like all the features, but love of mine, I don't mind being the man. Got the tap for the drink. From this position, what happens depending on how you think. You can link or could go off course. That's up to you. She don't even got a clue. I'm balling without a juice. Can't abuse what you're giving, cause you lose what you got. From a nappy headed boy to the dude in the drop. You can be my boo with my passenger view or not. Either way, I'm balling on the spot. Shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall, in my front yard.
Oh man, my bad. Let's see. Shouts out to my nigga, motherfucking Canty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's one of my old army buddies. You know what I'm saying? Checking in and shit. Let's see what he talking about. Nigga, I'm on the show. Nigga, call me in or something, nigga. Let me see if my homeboy gonna call in. Let's see. Hold on just a second. Trying to see if he going to call in and talk to this nigga live on the radio, y'all. Motherfucking Sergeant Canty. Shouts out to Goofy Bone up in the building. You know what I'm saying? Doing the real big. 186-point deuce. Don't forget, people. Nigga, that's my number, nigga. Yeah, nah, that's my show number. You gonna be calling her like, what's up? Nah, that ain't her. I ain't got a phone number. He want a phone number and shit. All right, people, you know, I'm all to the side on some side chat shit. You know what I'm saying? See this nigga call in, you know what I'm saying? Let's make a call of damn stuff.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find a man to hug and kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You know, SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
And holding it down for all the troop soldiers and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Telling them motherfucking insurgents over there and shit, you know.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
That's real. So, you know, I done gave my opinion, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much it, man. I personally, you know, don't give a fuck because I don't want the white bitch. And I don't want that stinking ass hoe with the white dude any motherfucking way. I wouldn't give a shit which way you motherfucking wanted to go. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what the fuck this is. Hello.
Hey, man, so good. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Jet?
What's going on?
This is Jet said everybody. I'm on the radio, Jet.
Oh, okay.
You know I'm live 12 to 2.
I'm sharing this at 6 to 3:15.
Yeah. Unit B. I tell you what, hold on just a quick second. Let me play a song. This is Donna. This is Horns, please.
Let's
y'all
get it
know.
On like Marvin. Pass that baton and I'm going in. Do yourself a favor. Get your towel now. Throw it in. Respect maybe step to the side. Yeah, I know it did. L goes out, no doubt. I'm about to blow again. Dance floor. Hit them in the head. Something fierce. Don't label me a rapper. I am artist of the year. I am hottest you will hear. And this is not debatable. Sun cannot stop me. This is not attainable. Come to 617. You are not capable. Turn them into victims. Trying to tame a raging bull. At the rate I'm going, I'm gonna be the most hateable. This a true story, short, it's something like paid in full.
I am not better have you together stepping up to me. Guess who? I am not kicks trying to sound like me.
But they can't.
know why? I am original. What they need to do is fall back. You reap what you sow, huh? You know what they say. Oh, you got a record deal, they must be giving those away. Hey, don't get hot, cause your boyfriend got a couple pairs of my panties in the drawer with his spot. Stop, you wasn't around and it was going down. Well, he was going down. You know me and you know the style. So please know that I'll take your smile and flip it brown. You huff and puff while I'll blow the shit down. Clown, just put your nose on while I put the flows on. Everywhere I go, you know that it goes on. The fuel to the fire. Now watch me flame. No shade, but before anything, I gotta get paid. Uh-huh. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they can't. I smoke the kind of dank that'll make poor faint. So pick up, man, the caller's on the line. You know this live before you even come inside. And when you guard me, there ain't no weak side. I am the original, you better get it right. Together stepping up to me. Guess who? But they can't know why. I am the original. Chicks tryna sound like me, but they wait. So what they need to do is fall back. A million chicks tryna do what I do, but out of a mill I only f*** with a few. If you're tryna get money, chick, give us a try. Y'all do you and let me do I. Cause the bigger they are, the harder they fall. You know, when you're hitting the ground, that's all that they know. If po-po question me, look, here's how it goes. It goes, I know nothing and that's all that I know. Now listen to the beat, peep how I ride it. Look and skip hard and the bitches get excited. See what I'm working with? You won't be undecided. My cookie's so good you can't put none beside it. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they way off. 25-8, babe, never took a day off. Stuck to my hustle and it definitely paid off. I go hard like every day is a playoff.
Creativity, yeah. Eyes on exclusive. You rappers are in trouble, man.
Together stepping up to me. Guess who? They can't know why. I am the original. Chicks tryna sound like me, but they wait. So what they need to do is fall back.
Funny in the West Coast, making it dope. It's automatic, gotta be pro. Read at home, cause yo, like, watch me come and go. Push the start button, switch spokes and mo. Zooming out the fence lane with the bad little bitch who like to push and play. Plus, you the type, yeah, to go for a win. Keep moving that way, kill a phone, not yet. Shit, I'm on the left coast tip with a West Coast bitch. She looking dummy, this shit. Pick her up and hit it quick, then drop the trick because she just a bopper bitch. And you know, that's paper over pussy, man. And every hoe is just a dollar in the dice game. A player's dumber than another picket, then he keep her in his pocket till she running out of luck. And I don't care if you don't like me. White PP coat and some Nikes. In that double Glock TL, that's all black. That's the reason why you're busy loving on the crack. Walk getter, Alan Rock the Hofstetter. West Coast, and we living like some box players. And down the street, and we're going on the track. Straight look gutter. Watch me come and go. Push the start button, switch spokes and mo. Zooming out the fence lane with the bad little bitch who like to push and play. Plus she the type, yeah, to go for a win. Keep moving that way, kill the phone, not yet.
You know we get it out here in the 408. Switching them lanes on the interstate. North 101, North 680. Exit McKee, make a left on White. That's where you'll find me, making that Gouda. With them gutter boys, homeboy, thought you knew this. We get to it, handle that business. Catch me on the dance floor, yeah, I be gigging. I'm all stand blunt, about 5G. That's a whole pack of them Swiss sweets. Pour a little vodka with cranberry. Add a little ice and I get that feeling. Tear it up, mix it up, rolling shots. I only kill beats with tremendo knots. Thought you knew, dog, it's going down. Straight look in the gutter boys from the east.
Watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch spokes and mo. Zooming out the fence lane with the bad little bitch you like to push and play. Plus she the type, yeah, to go for a win. Keep moving that way, kill her phone, not yet.
My Glock is shiny and I got to go. Cruising the streets of Eastside San Ho. Rolling with the gutter boys, yeah, it's true. We're all clicking up and I thought you knew. Boss squash hooked us up and now we're making millions. And the way straight luck is going, we're on the way to trillions. Can I just calm down now? Got the girlie screaming, now I got to go bow now. But before
like a Jedi, cause I snatch your bitch. And that's how I do it, living on the west. I'm always a villain, no Superman up on my chest. And you know how I get down, where's the blunt? Cause I wanna get high now. Fucking the West Coast, making it dope. It's automatic, out of these pro reader hoes. Cause yo, like watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch the boat some more. Look, zooming out the fence lane with the bad little bitch. You like to push and play. Plus, she's a type, yeah, to go for a win. Keep moving that way, kill her phone, not yet.
Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it, pat it, mark it with a B. Put it in the oven for you and me.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
I won't knock your hustle, don't knock mine. Racing for cash, I meet you at the finish line. I could be busy for cake, I'ma make the time. And try to duplicate my flow and copy my grind. Make beats like me. Mix down like me. Run around telling people that they don't like me. Ashwood, bring the heat, cowards ain't hungry. I gave you my style, what more do you want from me? Feel a bad vibe when I come through. Since I came around street, I forgot about you.
Come on.
Better watch for the swag jacket. That's part of the game. I see our rappers, they rapping the same.
Nah.
The same dudes talking, thinking they know me. In a house laying low, ducking they OG. One deep in the spot, it's whatever. Before you come at me, better have your thing together.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. I made the song for you and me.
What can you do for me that I can't do for myself?
No.
When you're hot, everybody wanna offer some help. I'm the young talent. Most of these rappers is old. Honey Page lying about all the copies they sold.
Come on.
Yet you looking for a sit like them girls on a pole. No call, no show when it comes to your show. What you hating for? We got the same goal. Keep focused on the grind. Get your foot in the dough. Kid, no sleep. That's the independent label. Thanksgiving. Bring a lot to the table. Ashwood, I'm the voice of hip hop.
Yep.
Your old lady screaming the kid hot. Might let the kid pop. You mad at me, pissed, so why not? I ain't even dropped, still a hive on the treetop. Big headed, I don't know where your mind at. You so smart, why the hell you ain't signed yet?
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
Yeah, we back live, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Live on the Starship, Smell It Prize. It's Regular Game Radio, man. I'm talking to my homie on the side, man, in the back. Drop shots out of the jet set up in motherfucking Hollywood. And we holding this thing down all the way from the Bay to Bay, you know what I'm saying? TMPA all the way up to Calais, man. That's how we do it. And let me beam somebody up on board, man. Holler at me. I see you. In one quick second, get my transporter beam right. Go ahead and beam somebody up tonight real quick. Y'all hold on just a second. I done redid everything. Got the got the ship all tidied up, you know what I'm saying? Let me beam them up real quick. Here we go. 8-1 Trizzy Ashwood.
Ashwood. What up?
Hey, what the business is, man? You back? You made it back?
Yeah, I'm back, Sage. You know, I had a flight to catch, so I'm back in the hood now. It's all good.
How was the ATL, you know what I'm saying? Thanksgiving style.
Yeah, it was beautiful, man. Big shout out to my family. You know what I'm saying? We had a good Thanksgiving. You know, big shout out to my mom, to my brother. We had a beautiful Thanksgiving. You know, the grind don't stop. I went off and I popped off. I did a little show at the Apache Cafe. Big shout out to the promoter, Seven, out there. And I definitely held it down for Tampa, Florida. You can YouTube it. Got all the footage up there posted.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. At the Apache, that's what's up.
Apache Cafe, baby.
Y'all see
you
my
know I had to light it up. You know,
yeah, my boy right here, Ashwood, he do his thing, man. He take this thing all the way around the world. That's what we really working on, you know what I'm saying? It's just hitting the road, people. You know what I'm saying?
Hell,
talking
yeah.
To Jet right now, you know, by setting up shows, he want to really do some things. I told him I got some artists that can really, you know what I'm saying, that really want to, you know, get hungry and actually make some money, you know what I'm saying?
Hell,
instead of sitting stagnant around ragged-ass Tampa and shit, thinking some shit going to blow for them.
Hell, yeah. Got to expand your careers, man. We everywhere.
Yeah, ain't just going to come to you. You got to go to it. You got to, you know what I'm saying, make yourself what you want to be, you know. And it's kind of what I'm learning from the sidelines, you know what I'm saying?
Hell, yeah.
And I need to finish up a little quick conversation with him, so I'm going to throw this next song on for you, and I'm going to come right back and holler at you, all right? That's real.
All
right. Right here, we got Ashwood in the building, people.
Y'all
know what time it is. Yeah, back from the ATL.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag. It's nothing like it.
Nope,
I move like Shaq.
Huff, you're racing to the top. I'm like, not too fast.
Not too fast.
The ladies love it. Why you so mad?
Why?
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash.
Yep.
On top of that, I got a lot more swag.
Yep.
Chilling in the West with my East Coast tag. Making a drop by the ounce of the glass.
Huh.
I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me a pass.
Nope.
I can't front, I like my women with class.
Uh-huh.
Nice, beautiful face, beautiful ass. Shorty met me at the crib in a half. No accident, kid, but she gon' crash. I confirm to her that I wanna smash. Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag. I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky.
Uh-huh.
Always on the move, so she offering a quick hit. Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, acting tipsy. I got the powder flow.
Come sniff me.
Try to jerk me, I'm Bin Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, named Tipney. Rolling up the sick, horny in the Vickers. Stay fresh, tilt the 5950.
Uh-huh.
Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they're like, who is this? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on the dissing. It's the kid Ashwood, yes, I get busy. I'm coming up, yo, I can see it.
Uh-huh.
Don't you hit the city lot till I use the spirit. Your shorty staring at my canary. Hey, this is piss, I'm on top like a cherry. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Let's see if we got this six-figure drop real quick.
See, Hollywood ain't gonna make nobody. There's a lot of people came to Hollywood, man, and they, some of them, even the garbage can. If they
day in Cali, because I'm on recovery.
Let's see.
But homie, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's not there you the go. Can't travel the
country. Bam.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Coming right back at y'all. Y'all hold on.
You see, I never met no chick like you that do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Like a yellow mark, I'ma holla at a G. Yeah, I'm so fresh, so clean, that's me. Let's hop in the Chevy and go see a couple things. Your nigga at home, he ain't fresh like me. Sitting on the couch, hating on the G. He can't do the things that I do, yeah, I mean. Popping these tags on the bitch, that's me. Las Vegas crap tables, I do big things. Yeah, I'm so wet like a Wingstop wing. The nigga getting high cause this bitch on my team. Finna crack open, ching ching, get the cheese. Her girlfriend's choosing, man, they all want a G. It's all good with me, shawty, just cash cheap. Yellow bitch, pretty fit, ooh, that's me. But still play a bitch hard like Nintendo Wii. I don't give a fuck, ooh, I'm fresh and I'm clean. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you that do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Hey mama, come on, let's get it. You know I'm about to cheat, so you gotta get with it. I know your minds ain't feeling me, but I ain't even tripping. Money on my mind, that's my Greyhound ticket. Take it to the bathroom, yeah, you know I'm digging. Like a shovel in the dirt, yeah, that's digging. On the pavement, hard grinding like John Riggins. Got young bras popping pills, yeah, they dizzin'. Want they baby shit, woke up, that's the business. Yellow bras get money, come and get with it. I'm not gonna stop till I get to the top. Vroom, vroom, fast, Talladega, I rock. Trademark bitch like the rich got stock. Reaching to my pockets, man, I keep a little guap. Your nigga at home like a first round flop. Hating on me cause he'll never be me. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you that do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Shorty, I'm the business, what's with it? In the parking lot, man, I whip it. Come to this money, man, you know I can't get it. Your nigga at home hate me, yeah, I'm with it. He's drinking E&J, Parmesan, I'm not with it. Broke-ass nigga, I drink, yeah, come get with it. Your bitch on my team, so smooth, I'm grinning. You're blowing up a phone, that button, she in it. In the bedroom, got your girl dumb bending. Seven deuce dolphins, so you know I'm dumb winning. My game is so smooth, like a smoothie, I'm blending. Swag so tough, in the scene like a buck. Yeah, Jay Bettis getting bitches, play letters. They niggas straight sweated, Lex Luger, I flex it. In the baddest box, getting money, big like Texas. North high rapper, and you haters need to exit. Why?
You see, I never met no chick like you that do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Thanks, Grimmel.
That's Six Figures right there, ladies and gentlemen, holding it down real big on the Starship Smell of Pride, man. We're getting in, you know what I'm saying? We got the question, you know what I'm saying? What's wrong with fucking outside the box? Basically, you know what I'm saying? Interracial dating, is it right or wrong? You know what I'm saying? That's the question for the day. Shouts out to Six Figures, holding it down for Sacramento, California, up there in Las Vegas, doing a real big goofy bone, you know what I'm saying? I got my homie Ashwood on the motherfucking line. I'm finna beam back in this bitch real quick. Y'all hold on just a second. Beam this motherfucker back up in here. And then I got Mr. Jet Set all the way from Hollywood, California, you know what I'm saying, on the back line. This is what we doing. So today's question, because I was on the show yesterday, you know what I'm saying, went on the show, motherfuckers talking about Tiger Woods this, Tiger Woods that, you know what I'm saying. And basically, my whole thing, what I said was, ain't no motherfucking way no nigga is with no motherfucking white bitch, and you're going to find some nigga laid out on the motherfucking ground 2:35 in the motherfucking morning, and his bitch is nowhere to be found. But his bitch was the one that so-called bust out his motherfucking windows with a goddamn golf club.
Yeah, chasing her the house too.
You feel me? Come on, man. Now, come on now. Let's think about this from a nigga standpoint. Because I guess the media apparently think, you know what I'm saying, we ain't from the grass of domestic violence and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, our daddies and mamas ain't been whooping up on each other for years and shit. That makes no motherfucking sense that you drive backwards less than 10 miles an hour in a brand new motherfucking SUV and then hit a tree, hit a fire hydrant, find yourself laid out on the ground, your back window busted, your side window busted, your wife nowhere to be found, but your neighbors are standing here on the 911 report talking about acting like they don't even know who the fuck you is. When you listen to the 9/11 report, never said, you know what I'm saying, oh, we got Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is laid out on the ground. You need ambulance there. Something wrong with Tiger Woods. Hell, fuck nah. Any other sensible neighbor would have did that. Unless you motherfuckers been in the house. They already know you stupid bitches be arguing and fighting and shit. But because, you know what I'm saying, y'all got that celebrity status, you want to try to keep your shit on the low low. You know what I'm saying? Not being embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? That's when you're going to try to pull that old whole shit. Fuck that. You got in a damn argument in the house. The bitch been motherfucking 9 weeks pregnant. She just had the baby. You was fucking somebody else within them 9 weeks. The bitch found out. The bitch don't give a fuck, though, because you got motherfucking money, so she knows she just can't motherfucking leave you because she ain't going to get shit for her and the baby to really take care of her like she want to because she's probably sorry, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So she's going to turn around and do what she got to do as a motherfucking woman. So she went on ahead, see that you was a soft-ass nigga. So she probably punched your ass in your motherfucking lip a couple of times. Turned around, played bitch, you know what I'm saying, went to raise your hand at her. Oh, no, you ain't, nigga. Picked up a motherfucking golf club at your ass. They're finna go to work on you. You ran out the house trying to get away from this crazy bitch with a golf club. You jumped in the car thinking I was going to save your motherfucking ass. This bitch, no, nigga, you ain't going nowhere. Bam, bust the motherfucking window. You still try to pull off. The bitch run again. Bam, hit the motherfucking back window.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Pulled your ass out the motherfucking car and laid your ass down on the motherfucking ground like a silly dumbass nigga you is.
Mm-hmm. Fuck with the white bitch.
That is the ramifications from fucking with the white people. Alright? It's back and forth. I don't give a damn. You just better know who you fucking with. That's all I got to say. Everybody is humans. We all fucked up. Niggas on niggas is fucked up. Mexicans on Mexicans is fucked up. So, when you don't even understand yourself, how the fuck are you going to go try to understand somebody else? And we do not have that, I mean, I got more in common with a Mexican than I do for a white person. I got more in common with a Hispanic than I do for a white person because we come from culture. Our background is a cultured background. We have identity. I can still say I come from Africa. And from Africa, communication came, the way of everybody's dress and talk and everything, that's where all that came from. What came out of Europe?
Yeah.
Death, destruction, rapists, pillagers, all this shit that makes up this so-called United States of America today. So that is what your real white person is looking back to. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't have nothing to look back to. They keep acting like, you know, black folks ain't got no background. Like, we don't come from nowhere. We come from Africa. We Africans. Ain't nobody no fucking Americans around this bitch. And ain't nothing American about being American.
Mm-hmm. Preach on, my nigga.
And ain't nothing American. Ain't no Chinese Americans over here. Ain't no Italian Americans. Ain't no Mexican Americans. Ain't nobody else claiming that American shit but the motherfucking little tighter they want to try to throw on a nigga. But then you don't want to call the nigga American. You want to put black. I'm not black. I'm brown.
You was
dark brown. Jet said is high brown. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, you need to call it the brown people. Like we was called back in the days. When we was just the fuzzy wuzzy people and shit, we was brown people. We wasn't no black people. You know what I'm saying? The sun ain't even burnt us to that motherfucking point of blackness.
Hell yeah.
So if that's the case, white folks ain't even white folks. Because if I grab a white folk by the arm, if I bust them in their motherfucking face, they'll turn pink, purple, blue, and all the other colors. So that just means people are just colored people then. And that's just all the way across the fucking board. The whole spectrum, you just a motherfucking color in the goddamn board of spectrums. Of colors. That's it.
Real talk.
So this is
real.
when you come down to this situation here, though, it only comes down to culture. Can we identify with each other's backgrounds? We cannot. We cannot. They forefathers had us in goddamn slavery in the motherfucking chokehold. You cannot mentally get over that. You want to. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, because you can't even come to grips with that you's a motherfucking slave. Still, mentally, physically, and spiritually, you still a motherfucking slave to this fuck-ass system that you sitting here living. If your ass ain't went back to your motherfucking homeland, which is Africa, and seen that shit for your motherfucking self, then goddamn it, you still sitting right here swimming in America's cesspool of bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, you're going to date who you want to date, man, but you just got to be careful, man. I mean, everybody don't have, the other races don't have your best interests at heart. And,
yeah.
and believe you me, we at the top of the fucking food chain, so everybody want what's at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Don't never let nobody tell you different. You at the top of the motherfucking food chain. So, mm-hmm. You know, Jack, you need to call in, man. You want to have a conversation, man. You want to get in on this, man.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, now I'm live, man. I've been on live since I've been talking to you.
Live?
Yeah, no. You know I'm on the radio. I got most of Cali in the building right now, though. And Ohio.
Yeah.
What kind of radio is it? It's online. You know I got my online radio station. Yeah, I reach to the world, man. I don't fuck with no FM, AM bullshit.
Beam that motherfucker in.
I don't fuck with that. Yeah. Nah, I don't fuck with the FM, AM shit. You know, I leave that shit alone.
Oh, yeah. It's on every day?
Every day, Monday through Friday.
Yes, sir.
12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Yep. I got a TV show I'm working on now too, online TV show, WDGE TV, where I'm gonna be featuring indie artists videos. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I got Khaled right now. I mean, let me have my homeboy Goofy Bone call in. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Because he's from San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I got on the show right now.
What kind of cable I got to get?
You don't need no cable. Man, you need to just call this phone number and you'll be on the show.
Oh, what phone am I calling?
Write this down. 347. It's the area code.
347.
5125.
Beam that motherfucker up.
There you go. Uh-huh.
2375125.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's actually a New York number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a new. That's what the basically the program or service and everything is based out of New York. So that's how we get the. That's basically any number that you'll see. The prefix would be 347 or 646, because all of them are New York numbers.
And why 917?
Yeah. Call in, man. You want to be part of the show, you know what I'm saying?
Beam his ass in.
Okay. I'm trying to get this stuff up
again. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Well, just keep that number in mind, man. You know what I'm saying? Whenever.
Okay. What's the time do I call?
12 to 2. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. every day. 2 hours strong. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So your time right now, I guess it'd be, what is it, 9 going on 10?
Yeah.
So you
okay.
A little bit behind.
Okay. All
right. That's what's up, Jack. Appreciate it, though. All right. Yeah. Shout out to Jack sending me some new movies from Cali, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I guess that we niggas ain't got down here. At least ain't got no whatever. All right, Ms. PC, it's time for you to call in and go ahead and let's get on into this. What's your feelings on it, though, Ash? Well, how you feel about that, man? Matter of fact, yeah, let me ask you. Let me get a background, Mr. Ashwood here, people, because where your girl from?
Oh, shit, she from the NY. She from New York.
I mean, but where, you know, she Puerto Rican or something,
ain't she? Yeah. I call her to say hello to my little friend, Cuban. She Cuban.
Okay, so she Cubano.
Al Pacino.
Cubano. So, I mean, now... Well, you got a kind of diverse background, too, though. You just ain't no Tampa native nigga, you know what I'm saying? You know, kind of been a little bit of everywhere to get that culture shock to you, you know what I'm saying? But as far as being with her, man, I mean, compared to just being with, you know what I'm saying, you know, I ain't going to say your everyday black woman, but being with a black woman compared, you know what I'm saying? How is the difference been in the relationship?
I don't know. I mean, what you talking about with a Cuban?
Yeah. You know, Cuban in your past relationships, you know what I'm saying?
Well, me personally, I like to be treated like a king. So, you know, definitely the Cuban girls, they treat you like a king, you know what I'm saying? So, black girls, I mean, I ain't got nothing against my sisters. I love my sisters to death, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when I actually met my girl, I thought she was black. But she ended up being Cuban. She started talking that Guala Guala real fast, and I was like, oh, shit, hold on. But, it's, you know, as far as them white girls crazy, man. You got to be careful. I mean, I got love for white chicks, but, you know, Tiger Woods, scratches on his face, those are results of, you know.
Bruh, his nigga lip busted. His mouth was bleeding, man.
She chased
him out the fuck, dog?
Golf club.
You feel me?
That's my dog, man. That's my dog, but they're going to get him for that. They're going to get him for that.
Yeah, man. He was the last one on the totem pole. See, that's what people ain't understanding either, man. Black folks is not supposed to be, we're supposed to be in the limelight. But to them, we're not supposed to be in no kind of limelight. So when Michael Jordan came along, the OJs and all these celebrities and then all these fuck-ass niggas come along with this rap shit and then, you know, painting that image and now you got white folks, white boys is trying to be blacker than damn black dudes. They don't like that shit, man. They don't like that shit. We done took over all the goddamn sports. They don't like that shit, man.
Oh, hell no. They don't like that. No
sport. They don't like that. And then you're going to turn around, you're going to get you a white bitch just to get their trophy piece? And then turn around and what? Shit, man. Please. And it's a black president, man. All niggas better be watching their ass right now. Crackers is motherfucking 38 hot. They still ain't came up to the reality that, yes, there's a nigga in the motherfucking White House. No, that don't have no motherfucking substantial meaning or anything. But to them, it means something. Like, oh, my God, there's a black man in the White House. What is going on? Nothing, motherfucker. As you see, ain't nothing going on from the time that Bush broke throwed asses in there, raped anybody else. So why their attitudes done change?
I don't know, but I know I
met a white girl in the club. Shouts out to white girl, matter of fact. Shouts out to white girl that was hanging out at the Sunshine video shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, she did.
I see white girl at the club last night and shit, man. No, Sunday night. Yeah, white girl's at the damn Club Nouveau shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah, she was
okay.
Up in there. Get wild and loose and shit. That's the other thing about white girls, man. They do everything
the club,
under the sun.
Yeah, when they come to the club, they get it on. They have more fun. That's one thing I can say about white girls. They definitely have more fun in the club.
Yeah.
They give you a dance quicker than a black girl to give you a dance. That's just how it is.
Yeah. And wild out. And don't give a fuck. I mean, like, bitch, I don't see nobody up in this motherfucker.
Yep,
I mean, I experienced that going to Germany. I mean, this is where your true Europeans, this is where your true white folks come from. But if you go over there, white folks treat you like a motherfucking king, though. That's just what really kill you, man. I mean, honestly. Motherfucking white girls, they treat you like you was, I mean, European. Let me say European because they're a little bit, I don't know. I mean, you just see where white folks come from, though. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you know that, though, I guess that's the whole thing of it, too. You have to know, you know, who you fucking with. You know, people need to know who you fucking with. Just because, you know, she look good and she got, you know what I'm saying, big titties. I ain't going to say ass. But just because she got big titties, you know what I'm saying, and she give good head, I mean, that don't mean that her family, who the fucking clan, is going to goddamn accept your dumb ass. So now you sit here falling in love and all this that. It ain't got shit to do with it, man. Unless you gonna move the fuck out the country. Because if y'all gonna stay right here in old racist ass America, shit. It's still parts of Florida your ass can't go trying to pull that bullshit. Definitely Georgia. You can't even go just being black in that motherfucker. So you let the media paint the picture and thinking that, you know, everything is sweet, everything is cool. Yeah, go ahead, man, please. Motherfuckers will accept fags before they sit there and see and accept a nigga and a motherfucking white person together.
Hell yeah, straight up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how diabolical that shit is. But to me, hey, as long as you do your homework, I mean, you going to go through 100 sisters trying to find that right one. You know what I'm saying? And in the name of love, love ain't got no color. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to get it how you live, man. Be safe, though. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just go out there and try to fuck everything for looks. And that's what gets you fucked up. Instead of, you know what I'm saying, going for intelligence and what the person can actually offer you and shit, you know what I'm saying? You just go off of what you can temporarily get out of that person. You know, get some good pussy real quick and shit. But then next year, you motherfuckers looking silly and shit. You know what I'm saying? You done got with the white dude because the white dude, he break bread on you and shit. You know what I'm saying? But now he tired. He done got the pussy from you for a year. He see another, you know what I'm saying, black chick come along. And then he doing the same shit for her. Now he ain't got enough money to spend on you, so what's gonna happen? Bitches ask the next, like gurus say. Or gangstar, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Ask the next, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Play with fire, you gonna get burned. Play with that fire.
Go, man. Shit. Yeah. That's the way that goes, people. Waiting on y'all to call in. But speaking of that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to be careful, man. If you have a one-night stand, make sure that it's with a woman, and vice versa, females. Make sure that you have a one-night stand, goddammit, it's with a man. You know what I'm saying? If you're making a motherfucking video about one-night stand, make sure the motherfucker got some motherfucking hoes in it. And three niggas ain't standing around in the bathroom closet, you know what I'm saying, singing to each other, talking about one-night stand, like our Mill Gay Walkie-ass niggas be doing. But my homeboy Goober Bone got a little remedy to that. And this is motherfucking One Night Stand. So let's go.
Yeah.
Ashwood in the building. No Sleep Entertainment. It's Regular Game Entertainment. Don't forget tonight, Coco's Lounge. That's going down. All right.
One Night Stand.
Yeah. Come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go. Gonna do
one
it for one night.
Night Stand.
Then they'll watch you. Come on. Gonna do it for one night. It's the last time, motherfucker. Them Milwaukee Bucks.
Night Stand.
Them Milwaukee Bucks, man, they at it again. Talking all this shit, then trying to be my friend. It's a one-night stand, as they so-called say. Three men in a hotel room rapping, now that's gay. Where the hoes at, motherfuckers? Still sipping on your little cup, being a chump sucker. Jay Wills, nigga, keep trying. I'm glad you got some gold, but nigga, you ain't flying.
That's right. Let's go, listen.
A one night stand means you got a hoe. Your one night stand shows you got no hoes. Nigga, quit trying. Nigga, stop lying. Nigga, quit putting Milwaukee down with your fake ass rhyming. The only hoes I see is Jay Will. Playing ghetto.
Yeah.
Come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
One
gonna do it for one night.
Night. Just one night.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night. Damn.
From city to city and state to state, I fuck every hoe throughout the interstate. So how you gonna tell me about a one night stand when you don't got hoes in your video, man? Bruce Scott, I thought you niggas was something. When the beef all started, found you niggas were nothing. I got more money in my fucking pocket than you'll have in your life. Can't you tell by my wallet? It's Louis Vuitton, I'm a baller, you see. When they compare us together, they know you broke to me. So Jay Wills, keep trying.
Keep trying.
And Wayne Ghetto, stop lying.
Stop.
And Petey Green, you little chump. Go fuck
one
a big fucking guy with the fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go. Go do it for one night.
Night. Just one night.
Yeah. Come on. Go do it for one night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you
got no torch, quit lying, my friend. No torch, quit lying, my friend. How the hell you gon' rep a gold chain when you don't got couches in your house, man? Always trying to diss me when you should look in the mirror and see what we see. Broke niggas on the come up with goodwill clothes, still talking like chumps. Always trying to make some noise when your one night stand is you fucking your boys. Keep making your YouTube videos while I'm fucking hoes. You're a one night stand, bro.
Come on.
Just one night,
let's go.
Go
one
do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Go do it for one night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Damn.
Motherfucker. See who's real, and you see who's fake. Bitches.
Bitches. Yeah, man, that's motherfucking one night stand, my nigga, motherfucking Goofy Bo. Representing motherfucking San Jose, California. And that's how we gets it in, man. You know what I'm saying? Smashing old bitch and niggas all the way across the world, man, you know. Don't forget, y'all, I got that new motherfucking WDGE TV. You know what I'm saying? New television video, television show online, of course, because that's all the real. Real shit is, and you got any videos you want to get featured, man, before I start charging the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You can send that shit to smellybtr@live.com, smellybtr@live.com, and right now I got a couple of videos up on there featured already in rotation, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Mr. John Newt, homeboy Hurt, got some red shades up on that thing. I got F1 Diamond with this song that I'm finna play. And he featured up there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go and check out, man. Got a couple of little videos on there for everybody to see. Try to put some Goofy Bone videos on there, but some reason they won't allow me to put the videos on there. So I can't, I don't know what the hell. I'll figure it out, though. Real quick, let me bring somebody in. Let me work this console real quick. I see Miss Computer Lady. Somebody's hailing me real quick. Let me work these consoles. Right, all right. Let me see, make sure that worked. Okay. Yeah, y'all, you know I got to work on my console a little bit because Timmy be in here over the weekend with Goofy Bone retard. And they be tearing shit up, you know what I'm saying? You know, rolling around, pulling on cords and shit, little punk ass.
Timmy!
Your ass out of here. Anyways, let me beat my peoples up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Going down like this, her. Let's see if them damn space lemon juice gonna work. There we go. Space lemon juice is actually working today. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. All right, 8-1-3-4-1 Nizang. We up in the building. What's happening?
Hey, Smelly.
There we go. Thought you was on that. What's up, Miss PC is in the building, people. Y'all give a drum roll, goddammit. Go ahead before you get your questions started. This is What's Wrong with Fucking Outside the Box Tuesday, y'all. There you go. Go ahead and run it, woman. What's your answer? What's your synopsis on this whole situation?
Synopsis, right?
Hey, the door stuff.
Hey. I'm fine.
Oh, you need to close the door?
No, the door's closed. I need it open.
Oh, hold on. Not bad.
Whew. Okay, that's better. Hey, everybody.
There you go, run it. What's happening, Miss PC? We got Miss PC Bone live up on the star. She's a smelly fried.
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
You tell me what's the problem with, fucking Goofy Bone outside the box. Since he's another racial, you know what I'm saying? Since he's an outer racial and everything. Yeah, like folks come up all kind of words. He's an outer racial. Yeah, he's an outer racial, so can't be dating him, those outer racials.
Oh goodness.
Hell to no.
Yes.
Oh, man. Goofy Bones are out of racial and shit, man.
Well, I have a man who loves me. That's the main thing.
Oh, see? See? There it goes. There it goes right there.
And a wonderful man at that.
And that's the whole bottom line. It's like, what love got to do with it?
It depends on who you ask. It depends on your perspective.
Oh.
So
I mean, have you ever dated outside your box? You ever, well, I ain't gonna say dated. You ever fucked outside your box?
Cyberly.
So dating and fucking is two different things. You know what I'm saying? You can be dating a motherfucker and never get the pussy, or never get no dick. So.
Well, I was getting asked. Are you talking about?
Oh, should I clean that up for you? My bad. You never get no Peter or no Cooter. My bad. There you go. Clean that up for Miss PC, y'all. Her virgin ears and everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know I'm bullshit. Yeah. Go ahead and run it, though.
I know. Now, a couple of times have I dated outside my race? Yes, I have. Not many days, but a few. Secondly, when it comes to this particular subject matter, a lot of times you have a lot of us sisters, as you would say, we'd be like, okay, how did she get him? What is it that he sees in her and she's not even our color? This is my viewpoint. If it's love and it's for the right reasons, hey, leave them alone.
Right.
Let them live their lives, whatever. Me, as long as he treats me right, it's fine, and treats me like a queen. If he's what they say, black or brown, white, Japanese, I don't care. As long as he treats me like a queen, I'm all right. If he don't, he needs to get to stepping.
So I mean, what? I mean, you know, give me something. I mean, what was it like? I mean,
I can't say yet because it hasn't happened yet.
No, I'm saying being with the white dude or whatever you was with.
Oh, when I was dating him?
Mm-hmm.
Only, it wasn't bad. They would find me, bought my lunch and everything. We didn't date long, but for the short time we dated.
Why he bought you a brown bag? That's what I'm talking about. Boy, he bought you a brown bag to work and everything. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, my. But, yeah, okay, all right, then. All right, Miss PC gave her 4 cents in on the conversation. We still waiting on...
And let me clarify, too. Don't mean I don't love my brothers. I love them. But I need to say this. If a lot of our brothers, a lot of my brothers, are wondering why us Nubian queens are going on the other side, it could be because how you're treating us.
Well, then that's a vice versa then. I mean, shit.
Well,
I mean,
that's the case.
I personally, I don't make that kind of excuse. I can't stand the smell of a white bitch's hell when it smells like goddamn ivory soap and shit. So, for me, you know what I'm saying? It's certain characteristics of white folks that I just personally don't vibe with. You feel me?
I can feel you on that one.
And this is why I just don't. I have, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I've dated the whitest white girl that you can think of, a true European, the whitest white person. And that was the only, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker that actually treated me better than a sister, though. I mean, truly, you go to Germany, I will put $1 million for any nigga, period. I mean, male or female. Go to Germany, or anybody who done been to Germany will motherfucking attest to what I'm saying. Once you touch down... Once you start mixing in with the culture, you're going to find out that they look up to you like you are God, like you are a king, like you are they king or you they queen. I promise you, everything I love, you get you with it. I don't give a fuck how many, any German motherfucking chick you get with.
Mm-hmm.
She going to wash your feet. She going to motherfucking cook your food. She going to wash you from head to toe.
Yeah.
Do whatever you ask. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then that's just the way it is, period. Their whole motivation is to get to the United States, to get that green card. Now, whatever the fuck they do once they get their punk ass over and get Americanized, now, that's something totally different. See, and that's what it means.
Y'all have the problem.
That's what it means by becoming Americanized. That's what everybody has a problem with. Everybody has a problem with motherfuckers coming from their country, coming over here to have a better life, but then they get into this American life. This American life is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your culture. Bring your culture over here and stay in that shit. Don't come over here and lose your fucking identity. That's why niggas is all fucked up and running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Because
we know where we come from. We just don't know how to get the fuck back there.
But you see, you got another thing, too. This being Americanized, as you say, it's all about survival. If you don't show them and teach them how to survive and still maintain the culture that they're bringing, then, yeah, they're going to get messed up.
No.
But you see, you got to do that and be respectful of their culture and everything. With
they smell
country.
Like milk.
I saw that. Actually, not all of them.
Man. They smell like Ivory soap. Shit. Motherfuckers smell like, all white folks smell like Ivory soap and Old Spice.
There you go. Now see, there you go.
That nigga smell like Brute. Nigga still wearing Brute by Fabergé and shit.
Hey, that was the thing back then.
No.
And
hot karate, yeah, but that was back in the days. Yeah, we got Curve and Cool Water now. You don't need to be splashing on your mama's Thunderbird out the liquor cabinet. Yeah.
And you haven't had a bath yourself? Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Hold on, dog. I got to throw this cologne on. Go keep that Thunderbird out the cabinet. Hell no. All right. Well, this is why we, I don't normally talk about dating and shit. I don't get into all that relationship shit. Me personally, everybody needs to just be the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Until you get with somebody who you know you can lock yourself down to. Cause that's all it's about, man. You can do whatever you do once you're outside the box. But once you get inside that box, you're going to have to stick to whoever's inside the box, man. And the media and all this other shit paints pictures like, committing adultery is cool and, that's the way of life and, that shit is accepted. Nah, man. That's a total abomination of the Bible, and everything that it stands for. So, you can go off and let a person tell you that, hey, man, it's cool. Go ahead, man, and sleep with that chick, man, even though she's married. But, if you don't take a step back and think about self, because that person ain't going to be the one laying down and taking that ultimate sin. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be you. So if you say it's cool with you, yeah, then you go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But, especially when it comes down to the aspects of marriage, man, I'm a death till we part type nigga. That's why I know I ain't getting married, because, bitch, I'm going to kill you or you going to kill me to get up out this motherfucker. And that's the whole bottom line. You know what I'm saying? Period. I don't give a damn. You getting me and then you call yourself cheating and all that shit. Only thing you going to do is make your life miserable. Because you ain't going to get the fuck away from me. You my wife. I don't give a fuck. And ain't no stalking, bitch. This is my motherfucking wife. And that's going to be the end of it. And you know what I'm saying? That's love, though. You need to learn how to work out whatever's wrong in your relationship. It ain't no motherfucking, I don't been with you too long. I'm tired. What the fuck you mean?
you know what? I'm so glad.
You with me till death do we goddamn part. It ain't no time limit on marriages. Motherfuckers put 20 years on marriages and then like, fuck it, I'm tired. Let me go and find and start all over again.
Shoot,
what the dumb shit is that?
Shoot, you don't have people who stay in marriages 20 weeks.
Turn around and they divorce. That is true now. That is definitely true. You know what I'm saying? These,
mm-hmm. It's out there how high the divorce rates are, and especially when you mention the Bible, amongst Christians, it's getting to be higher than the national average.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. And a lot of people, when it comes to, and I know it's not the total focus of the show, Well, I'm glad you mention it, and what I'm striving and seeking for the sanctity of marriage. It is about longevity because it's what you said at the beginning of the show. And not only that, a lot of people don't respect each other and don't respect each other's privacy. If someone found someone that they love, and again, it's not hurting or bothering anybody, leave them alone. But you got a lot of people who can't do that.
Well, I know why. Here we go, people.
Titties and beer.
Yeah. Titties and beer. That's the problem, people.
Titties and beer. I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer, great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Yeah,
yay!
Hey, motherfucker. Grabbing on my ass. What kind of shit is that? Hey, Goofy, you have to come get your goddamn little fucking retard, man. Well, you got a gay retard or something. He rolling around. Yay, grabbing on asses and shit. What kind of shit is that? My bad, people. My bad. I had to bring y'all back in. You know, I had to take a pause for the titties and beer. You know what I'm saying? Titties and beer. Good old titties and beer.
Oh.
See, that's good old American music right there. That's good old American
it
music right there.
Like it.
Yeah, that's good old American music. Well. Woo!
Down
fucking applause for that one right there. That's good old American right there, yeah. Yeah. Fucking night. You know, that's Kentucky. That's good old Kentucky right there. That's good old Tennessee Mile High.
Down south, I told you.
That's good Kentucky Mile High right there.
Oh, bluegrass and all
that's
that.
That's not the old Ruta. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's old Ruta. That's the old Ruta mix right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Holding it down, man. But y'all already know, man, we getting into relationships, you know what I'm saying, trying to find common ground, you know what I'm saying, in between us as human beings, you know. And basically, you just got to get the fuck out your box, man. That's what I do say, though. I encourage everybody to go fuck somebody else's culture just to see. You know what I'm saying? Go fuck a Mexican. Go fuck a Jap. Go fuck a Chinaman. Go fuck a... Bucharestian. I don't know what the hell that name is. They got a bomb on their back. Shit. Go fuck one of them Iranians and shit. Then come back. And if you know what I'm saying, you feel the same about, you know what I'm saying, women in relationships or men in relationships, yeah, then I advise you to, you know what I'm saying, stay with what the fuck you with. But I mean, how can you sit up there and say, well, I ain't gonna date that because she fucked up, when you ain't never dated a white girl, though? Sometimes you got the, hey, it's 32 flavors in the goddamn in the ice cream bowl. You know what I'm saying? You got to taste all the motherfuckers sometime.
Straight up.
You know, in order to know which one's the best flavor. But you can't motherfucking be getting into every kind of flavor, because some of the motherfucking flavors ends up with a baby mama. And, yeah, and if you get a baby mama out of some of them flavors, Puppet Master gonna have to tell you. Huh?
What I'm gonna need you to do is I'm gonna need you to get on your grind and your hustle and bring me in that money. Go on here.
What you say, Puppet Master?
My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama.
Careful who you get with. Careful who you get with. That's real.
Like no joke, I thought I told you that before. Cause every time I see you, fresh polish on your toes. That's why I caught my son his own business with a code. And caught me a fresh outfit, fresh pose.
Every time I see you, always asking me for more. Damn, baby mama, just send it to you where it go. When you come around, new hair, new clothes. So when you gonna respect the pavement? I don't know. Cause some kind of shady, kind of sneaky with you, girl. I take care of mine as well, I'm grinding across the world. The hustle don't stop, mama. Catch up, you lost, mama. Keep your 9 to 5, I'ma grind, now stop. Trust that I'm doing this for my little bruh. Hush. When it comes to my little man, I don't blush. Little man, daddy got you, you know. My baby mama bro. Cause she want all my money. Cause she can't have my money. Cause she want all my money. Sunny shoes and clothes. My baby mama bro. You don't take me seriously, you take me for a joke. That's why I wrote this song and it just might blow. Just to show my little man that daddy is a pro. And baby mama know, that's why baby daddy gotta get it. When I spit it, go stop, get with it, stop slipping, might get broke off. I'ma show you how to get it as soon as I catch up and lift off. Yeah, I know you pissed off. I'ma pay my government, cash my debts off. You didn't know I knew you put me on child support, huh? But it don't matter cause I see what kind of girl you are. I want a family hotel on the boulevard. You wanna bring me down? Well, that's gonna take long. Send the emails and texts. Well, that's a soccer song. I stay broke for real. Need money for my son. By the way, my baby mama bro. Cause she want all my money. Cause she can't have my money. Cause she want all my money. My son needs shoes and clothes. My baby mama broke for the love of money. Trouble for the love of money. Gotta get this money now on the double. Money. My baby mama.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Yeah, man, we back. You know what I'm saying? We back on the motherfucking starship. And, let me beat my people back up. Y'all already know, man. I kind of overextended my motherfucking self. So, what I'm going to have to do is go up here and find my shiznit.
Yes, sir.
And y'all already know what time it is, man. Anybody know what time it is?
It's the news of the day.
Oh, shit. Here we motherfucking go. Somebody send that motherfucking man a gift card, man. I'm sending Nashwood a $1 gift card to Tiny Mo's Car Wash and Mosto. Get you a $1 gift certificate, you know what I'm saying? You can go in there and purchase you one free air freshener. On me, dog, for answering that question. That's what I'm talking about. Who say we don't give prizes out on this show? That's what I'm talking about. Nutty News Today, y'all, is provided to your part by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? Where all your wild and funny, crazy news comes from. And this news is coming to you from 813 Tampa, Florida, Hillsborough County, you know what I'm saying? Doing what we does. And, yeah, bringing y'all some funny shit, man. I got some new music. I got some new theme music. And we're going to get into it, man. Y'all hold on. I got some new theme music I want y'all to check out. Y'all tell me what you think. Hold on 1 second. Let me get my new theme music. New theme music is, no, this ain't the porn music. You know, this is not porn music, people. This is actual theme music. If I can find it, fucking organized. I hate being organized. I can't find shit. Oh, does that sound right? Yeah.
It's called Method of the Madness.
See, I'm used to shit just being clusterfuck. I find anything in a clusterfuck. Damn.
Yeah.
This shit's all fucking neat and shit. I can't find a motherfucking thing. Damn.
Yeah.
Nigga,
eventually,
used to
that's the best way to go, but I feel you on that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Leave the mess alone. There is a reason for the mess.
But, you know,
I understand you don't like it, but sometimes it needs to be messy so I can get through what I got to get through. I'll clean up later.
Let me see if this going to work. Here we go. Uh-oh. I forgot I had that new jam. Oh, that's my new remix. You got to take the trash out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's my remix right there. Anyway. Yeah, there we go. The new show theme, y'all. National Show, the only talk show that reports on the stakes where you can win and other valuable prizes. Remember, these prizes have to be given away by national sponsors. So grab your official entry blanks and newsletters. Now, here are your hosts, Jeff and Larry.
Okay, Larry, time for my favorite part of the show.
Fuck?
All right, listeners.
Oh, that's it, huh, Smelly?
Hey, baby, he's one of our...
What the hell? You motherfuckers, how you going to be talking over my motherfucking show?
Larry, Jeff, it's the prize list.
Motherfuck you, Larry.
How about giving some lucky person...
Anyway, how about we jam out of some Rita Shelby? How about that? That's what we're talking about. Hold these, Larry. Punk ass motherfucker.
Need to do some editing, Smelly.
Yeah, for real, for real. What the hell that shit was all about? Alright, check this out, y'all. We got Miss Rita Shelby off in the background, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna take this thing over to Easy Rider territory. And this is Pennsylvania, where men get probation over oregano fight. This shit look like a whole pound of weed if you ask me. Yeah. A fight in Lehigh Township over a deal with fake drugs. Yeah. And a filched, well, I don't know what the fuck filts mean. Filts video game system earned two men probation and a lecture from a judge. Yeah, Nathan Schiller of Moore Township and William F. Shellhammer. They don't got some fucked up names. White folks got some fucked up names. Shellhammer, some shit like that. The second of Northampton, both 20, took plea deals. You grown people were fighting over a toy. Said Northampton County, what the fuck is all these long ass shits? Hold on, people. Right, I'm sorry, Rita. I'm sorry. You're kind of disturbing me, baby. Your voice is a little too sexy for me, girl. I can't even concentrate. Yeah, thank you, Timmy. Thank you, Timmy, for pushing that button. You get back to my my traditional sexy, sultry music. I'm sorry for that brief interruption. There we go. Oh, yeah, we're back in the paint, people. We're back in the paint. All right. Fuck them. They was, I don't know. Let's see. Swap marijuana for a PlayStation, but instead they gave him oregano, leading to an argument and eventually a fight in a wooded area. They basically tried to get a man some booty dean, people. And, yeah, they tried to give a man some motherfucking oregano for his PlayStation and shit. So, yeah, you would have got your ass whooped, too. It's like giving a fake crack to a crackhead, and you might get your ass killed. So don't do that, people. Anyways, let's go to Owings, Maryland, you know what I'm saying, where suspects rob a funeral home instead of the bank. Yeah. Calvert County authorities are searching for two masked men who robbed a funeral home in a bank Monday afternoon. The incidents forced the lockdown of four schools. The suspects first robbed the Lee Funeral Home at South Maryland Boulevard in Owings. The business is next to a PNC bank. Police believe the thieves may have mistaken the funeral home for the bank, but it isn't clear what the robbers got, if anything. Yeah. Y'all going to steal embalming fluid, motherfucker?
Man, go and get that barber fluid, dog. We can get high, nigga. We can get high.
All right. Don't take embalming fluid, people. That ain't good for you. All right, let's go to Harris, New York. Women stepping their game up. Yeah. Because a woman steals an ambulance at a hospital. Step in your game up. That's what I'm talking about. You should just be dumbass motherfucking dudes doing stupid shit like that. But a woman who apparently has some second thoughts about her trip to the hospital decided to leave. Yeah, by taking the ambulance that brought her there. Police say New York State Police said the Liberty Volunteer Ambulance Corps picked up Tammy Dysher, 46, about 11:30 a.m. Monday at her home in Livingston Manor and brought her to Catskill Regional Medical Center in Harris. Police said Dysher had been processed into the emergency department, issued a hospital bracelet, and put on a hospital gown. Just before noon, though, impatient, she walked outside, jumped in the Liberty ambulance, which had been parked unattended with the engine running, and drove away. Yeah, I guess she was like, y'all ain't helping me quick enough. I go to the other hospital. That's some shit. You drive to another hospital and shit with another hospital's ambulance. The bitches over there wouldn't treat me. That's fucked up. Hell no. She probably have no insurance and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I should have said that. My bad. My bad. All right, y'all. Let's go to Hitbush with a shoe, Texas, where we're in Algoa, Texas. Because I'll go there and Hitbush with a motherfucking shoe if I could. Anyways, a woman is assaulted with a hot pecan pie. Only in good old country ass Texas, yeah. A man has been accused of assaulting his sister with a piece of pie. Okay. Galveston County Sheriff's deputy said a family gathered for Thanksgiving dinner at a home in Algoa. A man, 26, and his sister, 23, got into an argument. Their mother tried to stop the argument, but it escalated, and the man threatened his sister with the pie. Yes. Detectives said the man shoved a piece of pie that had just been microwaved into his sister's face. Wow. The woman went to an Alvin area hospital for treatment of first and second degree burns to the left side of her face and neck. God damn. What the fuck? Whoa. What the fuck is a piece of pecan pie doing in the microwave that hot? What, you had that bitch on 10 minutes? A piece of pie takes a minute, 30 seconds to a minute. How in the hell you get a third degree first and second? How the fuck you get any degree burn?
Wow.
That's some shit there, people. Well, all y'all going out there getting big weapons and shit, just throw a fucking pecan pie in the damn oven and go around and burn motherfuckers. I guess that's the new weapon of age and shit. Starting to kick ass with food and shit. You know, I'm going to fuck you up, dog. I'm going to come over here and burn your ass with this pie, nigga. But check this out. We over here with Miss PC. We checking on Miss PC, y'all, because we in Toledo. Yes, we are in Toledo, Iowa. I hope you heard about this, girl. Because the bell ringer robbery suspect has been arrested. You heard about that?
So what else is new?
Oh, all righty then. Investigators said Sean, is that a regular occurrence and shit? You just got motherfuckers that regularly go around ringing bells and shit?
It's robbing your ass? It's been some unusual stuff happening lately.
Yeah.
Man.
I need vacation.
Investigators say Sean Krieger, 44, of Toledo, Ohio, was arrested in Maumee early Monday, 2 days after he allegedly took the kettle from a volunteer outside of Anderson's store in Maumee. The Toledo Blade reported Monday. Maumee, I don't want to read all that, allegedly pushed the bell ringer at about 6:25 p.m. and put her kettle and his tripod in the back of his pickup truck. I can't stand you and your bell ringing. I hate Christmas, he allegedly told the woman, the report said. Damn, that's a motherfucking 2009 Scrooge. That was talking about fuck Christmas. I don't believe in Christmas either, people. I'm sorry. I don't believe in that shit. Hey, y'all want to send me a motherfucking gift? Hell, fuck no, I don't believe in that shit. Tell me what that shit means. Yeah, what?
It's too commercialized.
What's the other shit? What's the other shit? The religious aspect ain't even right from it.
Well, I mean, via religious, the actual birth
was when?
Not in the wintertime.
Exactly. So it wasn't no mother.
It's technically around, supposedly in the springtime.
Man, we didn't have no motherfucking winters in goddamn Africa, the Sudan, where all this fucking stories originate from. So where the fuck all this winter bullshit come from? Where the snow angels and snowflakes and it's a white Christmas? Fuck that.
You're talking about everything from the Gregorian calendar being changed.
Being changed to this fake
Europeanized.
Exactly. So you can't identify. That's like identifying with a white woman. You can't identify with her.
No. All I can say is this. I'm glad he was born. I don't care what time of the year it was.
Well, read your stories, people. That's all I say. Read your stories.
Hey, I read that much.
Shit there, though.
It came out of chocolate.
Yeah, that shit. No, I'm sorry, people. I grew up, yes. I grew up on Christmas and all that shit. But, I mean, man, no. I got like 25. I was already wearing out of Christmas and all that fuck shit. All that, fuck that. I don't drink eggnog. Anyways, let's go to West Point, y'all. Yeah.
I can make it right.
Yeah, well. Anyway, I ain't finna get no eggnog argument. Shit.
Now I go on finish your news, baby.
No, we was about to go there. We was about to get it in now. Hold on.
Hey.
Let's not talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's not go there with the eggnog.
Oh, no.
Anyways. All right, people. I've just been challenged, but I'm gonna wave that challenge. I don't want to serve Miss Computer Lady on the show right now. You know what I'm saying? I want to put my MC Hammer pants on and serve her up real quick, you know.
Oh my.
Been served. All right. We're at West Point, y'all, where Obama bumps Charlie Brown Christmas. Huh. All righty. President Barack Obama is slated to deliver a prime. Man, god damn. Stay the fuck off of TV, Obama.
He the president. What do you think?
Fuck that. Fuck that. Take your ass to Camp David some fucking way and chill the hell out.
And the
Bush was never. How many press conferences did motherfucking Bush deliver?
Too many to count.
None. I mean, unless it was from Saturday Night Live, and that was because they was picking on his punk ass. You know what I mean?
Well, too.
Damn, I'm just getting tired of this motherfucker, man. Please, geez. Anyways, Obama's going to deliver a primetime address on Tuesday night, at which he'll lay out his plans for the American war in Afghanistan. Man, come on, this flake-fookie bullshit, man. The address before the United States Military Academy at West Point Tuesday night will not only be used to announce the immediate order to deploy roughly 30,000 more troops, which Obama motherfucking said he was bringing all the fucking troops home. All right. But the administration will also use the occasion to convey how it intends to turn the fight over to the Kabul government, the New York Times reported. But the administration may also face an unforeseen enemy as it lays out its long-awaited plans. And they are loud and they are legion. We're talking about preschoolers and their... Fuck that shit! Let me keep moving, man. I'm anti-Obama when it comes to them fucking speeches, man. I'm sick of hearing them goddamn fucking... around blow smoke up your ass speeches. At least Bush just shut the fuck up and just played the goddamn idiot. Obama trying to play the fucking smart man. But then you can't deliver, brother. You cannot deliver, man.
Yeah, straight up.
You can't deliver, brother. I don't give a fuck. Them white folks are not finna let you deliver shit. Go back to goddamn Chicago, back to being a goddamn senator where shit really mattered, where you affected change. All that old effect change, man, please, you cannot change the world, brother, because people don't want to change their own worlds.
Uh-huh.
And that is in each individual person. If you don't change your world, your surroundings, ain't nobody else going to change shit for you. Anyways, my old mama, though. Washington, D.C., y'all. Yeah, this is where your money is going. Uh-huh. And this crazy witch-eyed looking bitch, man, please. Pelosi spends $2,993 on flyers. If you all don't know who this bitch is, you finna know now. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, spent $2,993, and guess who? Taxpayers' money on flowers between June and October. Uh-huh. House Majority Whip, whatever the fuck that is, James Clyburn, has a thing for Chantilly Donuts. Yeah, spending about $265 at the Virginia shop in the past quarter. All this is with who? Taxpayers' money. And Representative Tim Walz, Democrat from Minnesota, a fiscal conservative, decided to give about $2,000 in unused office funds back to the government to help reduce the deficit. Yeah, they weren't using the shit anyway. They just bought it. Pelosi, who has come under fire in the past for spending on flowers, also spent roughly $30,000 in $30,000, fucking don't worry about the change, in food and beverage, and about $2,740 on bottled water. Yeah, contributing to nearly $120,000 total from all congressional leadership accounts. House Minority Leader John Boehner, whatever the hell, Republican for Ohio, racked up at about $24,000 in catering costs. Where did all this money come from, people? It didn't come out of my pockets because I don't pay fucking taxes. I don't pay you motherfuckers attention. But for all you motherfuckers out there that's doing what you're supposed to do, congratulations. But this is what the fuck your money is going to. These punk-ass motherfuckers up here spending your money on just bullshit, wiping their motherfucking ass with your goddamn hard-earned taxpayers' money. Man, y'all can kiss my ass. Anyway, straight up, I don't play that fuck shit, man. I wish the goddamn government would come to my door talking about pay some fucking taxes. Hold on, let me pull this out of my pocket. Bam, that's called pay you no attention. Yes, that's a whole bill. It's called pay you no attention, motherfuckers. The hell you mean? Anyways, we'll smoke up. Let's go to talk about somebody else, y'all. We're going to New York. Shout out to New York. Well, guess who's in the news? Al Sharpton's daughter. Said she was in a rush. I didn't know he had a daughter. Man, she looked kind of hot, too, compared to our ugly ass. Man. Yeah, you already know what. That's one of them ugly nigga babies. You know what I'm saying? Gonna come out look good and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how that was. But anyway, the Reverend Al Sharpton's daughter told a police officer in a profanity-laden rant that she cut him off in traffic because she was in a rush, to get to a theater. Prosecutor said Monday, "You were driving too slow. I have a play to go to." Dominique Sharpton told a officer, who pulled her over October 30th. "What, are you white? Do you really think he was white or something? White folks can get away with that shit. Niggas, you would get your ass tased and shot in the car." And no, that wasn't my sound effect, but. Yeah, Dominique Sharpton and civil rights activist's ex-wife, Kathy, faced charges including resisting arrest after the Harlem traffic stop. And being that you the daughter of Al Sharpton, I can believe that. I can definitely believe that. Because that nigga with his loud-ass motherfucking mouth, and they ain't do nothing but pass that shit on to your crazy ass. Shit. Yeah, all right. Three more people, we get the fuck up out of here. Because we're going to Argentina. I told you we all the way across the world. Yeah. And this is fucked up, y'all. I got a real tragedy to report. Former Mrs. Argentina dies after plastic surgery. Damn. Ooh. Hope she ain't used the same one Kanye West's mom went under. Damn. You know that's all they do is move motherfuckers like Catholic priests and shit after they fuck over little boys moving to another church. You know what I'm saying? The same little shit to move him to another office and kill somebody else over there. But a 38-year-old former Miss Argentina has died over the weekend from complications resulting from cosmetic surgery, friends say. This woman who had everything is dead because she wanted to have a slightly firmer ass. Bitch, exercise is what that's for. You need a tie boat. You should have tied a boat. But I guess you didn't. All right. Anyways, Miss Margie T, 1994, and a married mother of 8-year-old twins went under the knife on Thursday at a plastic surgery center in Buenos Aires. And she was rushed to the hospital on Friday, suffering from a pulmonary embolism, and died on Sunday. I don't know what the fuck a pulmonary embolism is, but that shit don't sound good. Damn. Alright, well, let's go on back over here, and we're going to do two more people when we out the door. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Shouts out to all my Philly people over there, man. Because three rob a dying man in a hospital waiting room. Should I read this? Yes, I should.
Read.
One man is under arrest in the theft of a watch from a dying man in a Philadelphia hospital waiting room. And police are seeking two accomplices. What the fuck? They held one arm up and shit. Man, hold the arm up, dog. Okay, now you roll the sleeve up. Okay, I'm going to take the watch off. Yeah, all right. Police say Richard Alton and two others swiped the watch from the wrist of 63-year-old Joaquin Rivera on Saturday night. Investigators said Rivera had arrived at the hospital in the city's Frankfurt neighborhood complaining of chest pains but lost consciousness as he awaited treatment. Police say that's when Alton and two others slipped off his motherfucking watch.
Damn.
That a bitch. You can't even wait till the nigga die. Think you could have stole out his personal property. Damn. That's some shit there. Anyways, that's hey. Well, the last two people, fuck it. I thought I had a couple more. Last two. We in Knoxville. Good old Knoxville. Where a blaze ignited by lamp oil and saucepan. These headlines just totally killed me. I'm sorry. Two Knoxville men were injured this morning when the lamp oil in a saucepan they hoped would provide light during a power outage. Yeah. Instead, flash flames would ignite it. The two men sustained burns to their upper bodies and smoke inhalation during the fire shortly after midnight, according to the Knoxville Fire Department. The two men were taken to the University of Tennessee Medical Center. The men were helped from the apartment at Knob Hill Apartments by an officer who also alerted the rest of the tenants in the building to the flames. Damn. That's fucked up. So you got to watch out with them lamp oils, man. Hey, bitch flashlights. I mean, what the fuck? We're in 2009. You got some fucking oil? Bitch flashlights. Batteries. Wind-up flashlights. We got fucking wind-up flashlights now, people. I mean, you don't need batteries. Wind that bitch up, and you got power. You got a wind-up radio. Wind the bitch up, and you got FM AM radio. Why the hell? Oh, I'm sorry. Knoxville, Tennessee. My bad. Oops. Forgot what I was talking about. You know what I'm saying?
You came to yourself, didn't you, Smith?
Yeah, I forgot. I've been to Tennessee, people. Ain't shit in Tennessee but Nashville. And them gay-ass Milwaukee niggas talking about Clarksville. Nigga, please. You wasted $100 to go to somebody else's motherfucking ragged-ass Motel 5, nigga. Please. All right, we're going to do the New Berlin. I didn't know it was a New Berlin, but, yeah, it's a New Berlin, y'all. It's like we got a new Tampa here in Tampa. Duh. I don't know where the fuck that come from, but all right. Where Simon stolen from theater. That sounds kind of gay. But let's see. Yeah. Police in New Berlin have arrested a man in the case of the stolen Simon. Authorities say they arrested a 20-year-old man from Oak Creek. Should have stoned his ass and whooped him for some gay-ass shit like that. That ain't got nothing to do with the report, though. According to an incident report, he admitted to taking a statue of a ceramic chipmunk described to be Simon of the Chipmunks from the Ridge Movie Theater in the whatever the fuck, in New Berlin. I really have no idea why I took Simon, said the arrested man in a statement. It was a heat of moment kind of thing. What the fuck? I'm going to leave that alone. And that's your Nutty News of the Day, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sponsored you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com, man. And we got probably... And then we're going to be up out of here. So, y'all already know, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me give that shots out to that motherfucking news right now, man. All you nutty motherfuckers that made the news, man. This one's for you. You know what I'm saying? Well, actually, that was for you. Who the hell that... Oh, I thought somebody was knocking at my door. All right, people. I thought somebody was knocking and shit. I was about to pull them guns out. You know how I do. I don't play Avon. So, big ups to Miss PC. You know what I'm saying? Miss Computer Lady for calling in, representing Ohio. You know what I'm saying? On this day of what's wrong with fucking Outside the Box Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Goofy Bone. Make sure y'all stay tuned because we're going over to 186 Point Deuce Land. I had to correct that. That's why I said I believe. But I believe it's 12 o'clock tonight. So, yeah.
He said he was going to be MIA.
Oh. Well, he's still in the goddamn chat room. That's why I said that. So he would have normally been gone by now. So,
true.
And shouts out to Six Figures and everybody, you know what I'm saying, riding out with us, man. Tomorrow is, I don't know what the fuck.
Wildin' Out Wednesday.
Yeah, tune in and find out. Don't forget tonight, though, if y'all in Tampa, man, come through Coco's Lounge, you know what I'm saying, located off of motherfucking Hillsborough 40th Street. And we, you know, show starts at 8 o'clock. Going down real big, man. We're going to have a good time up in that piece.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? So make sure y'all come through and enjoy yourself, man. I'm going to get out the building with, let's see, who's going to get up out of here with.
Well, let me go on, Snow, so you take care.
Hey, you know that, Miss PC, you know that, because I'm out the building. Shouts out to Miss Rita Shelby, drawing the line. She's going to take us up out of here, y'all.
Hey, my location.
Yeah. Hey, well, matter of fact, Miss PC, oh, shit. You're going to have to get an emergency beam. They done shut my switch off.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Love you, Boo. Thank you.
Ah, man. Too crazy right here, man.
Thank you,
Boo.
Let me go.
All right,
man. Bye-bye. Draw the line. This is where I change my mind. Though you say she's just a friend, she's been sleeping where I've been. Acting like your next of kin. Though you keep me hanging on, same old story, same old song. Once again I must remind, please review my exit sign. This is where I draw the line. This is where I close the door. Can't take your secrets anymore. Too many calls are not returned, so some bridges must be burned. Some poor fools, they never learn. But a vowel, got a flu. I solved the puzzle and now we're through. Some other lifetime I'll be thine, but as for the present time, this is where I draw the line. I still believe love is good. Yes, I got hope for someone new. Can taste new candy on my plate. Until I finally clear the slate. This is where I draw the line.
might forget just where I've been, traveling down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for showing me I deserve better, and now you're free. Don't wanna take up all your time, I only called to drop a dime. This is where I draw the line.